Hello, my darling, and welcome to today's story time. The Book by H.P. Lovecraft. My memories are very confused. There is even much doubt as to where they began. For at times I feel appalling vistas of years stretching behind me, while at other times it seems as if the present moment or an isolated point in a gray, formless infinity. I'm not even certain how I am communicating this message. While I know I am speaking, I have a vague impression that some strange, and perhaps terrible meditation, will be needed to bear what I say to the points where I wish it to be heard. My identity, too, is bewilderingly cloudy. I seem to have suffered a great shock, perhaps from some utterly monstrous outgrowth of my cycles, of unique, incredible experience. These cycles of experience, of course, all stem from that worm-riddled book. I remember when I found it, in a dimly lighted place near the black, oily river where the mists always swirl. That place was very old, and the ceiling-high shelves full of rotting volumes reached back endlessly through the windowless inner rooms and alcoves. There were, besides, great formless heaps of books on the floor and in crude bins, and it was in one of these heaps that I found the thing. I never learned its title, for the early pages were missing. But it fell open toward the end and gave me a glimpse of something which sent my senses reeling. There was a formula, a sort of list of things to say and do, which I recognized as something black and forbidden. Something which I had read of before, in furtive paragraphs of mixed abhorrence and fascination, penned by those strange ancient delvers into the universe's guarded secrets, whose decaying texts I love to absorb. It was a key, a guide, to certain gateways and transitions of which mystics have dreamed and whispered since the race was young.